The gymnasium at Madison East High School was like an oven Tuesday morning. The students there packed the bleachers to hear the governor sell the Wisconsin Covenant. And some got a one-on-one pitch when they stopped by to shake hands with Doyle after his speech.
Now, have you signed the covenant?
Oh, we're seniors.
Oh, you're senior. You looked a little old.
For freshmen, signing the covenant means promising they'll stay out of trouble and keep a B average during high school. The benefit to them is that the state will come up with some financial aid package to a Wisconsin college, be it a University of Wisconsin campus, a private college, or a tech school. Doyle has plugged the covenant for months, despite the fact that the plan is still in limbo. Republicans removed it from the budget they passed out of the assembly, and lawmakers on the panel negotiating the budget have yet to commit one way or another to covenant funding. Doyle says he can't believe Republicans were serious.
I would hope the Republicans would agree with a basic idea that if students earn their way into the university system, that there'll be a place for them in our system and that we'll, as I say, work with every family individually.
There hasn't been much disputing that idea by itself, since it's essentially a restatement of existing enrollment policies at Wisconsin colleges. The real contention is over the potential price tag. Doyle's office says the covenant would force financial aid subsidies to go up by about $140 million over 6 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.